I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, January 12. Coming up, Jamaica and Israel discuss cooperation agreement, JCDC warns against voting scam, and Cabinet approves establishment of First Hotel School. The details after the break.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu have opened discussions for the collaboration of both governments in the areas of water, agriculture, economics, technology, and domestic security. The discussions got underway during a bilateral meeting with Mr. Netanyahu while Prime Minister Holness was on a three-day visit to Israel this week. During the meeting, Mr. Holness outlined that Jamaica has long admired Israel's advances in technology, cybersecurity, agriculture, and other areas. Mr. Netanyahu expressed optimism that both countries can work together successfully, noting that both countries are democracies and have flourished under challenges. He added that the Israeli government is eagerly interested in cooperating with Jamaica in fields that relate to economy, security, and technology. The Israeli Prime Minister also accepted an offer by Mr. Holness to make an official visit to Jamaica, stating that he hoped to do so sometime in the future. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, is reporting that persons posing as participants in its competitions have been soliciting money and phone numbers to assist with voting. The commission is advising that there are no competitions running which require public vote. Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the JCDC, Stephen Davidson, says while public voting has been employed in previous years, it is not being used at this time.
Any competitions that we have, they currently don't require persons or members of the public to be voting for our participants, and in the way that persons are asking, they would not require their telephone numbers or for them to give funds to any of our participants. Normally, our voting is done online, and based on negotiations, there might be a text-based voting, but that will come, and we'll announce that officially in the public domain.
The JCDC is advising persons to disregard any request for money to assist in voting in its competitions and to notify its offices or the police of any such scam. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, will intensify its anti-lottery scamming activities this year. Acting Commissioner of Police, Novelette Grant, says all persons who play a role in the illegal activity will be targeted.
We are scaling up on our investigative capability to track down persons who are involved in lottery scamming, regardless of the role they play, whether you are dialers, collectors, transporters, suppliers of lead sheep, whatever role you play, we are coming after you.
Acting Commissioner Grant was addressing Wednesday's press conference at the Police Commissioner's office in St. Andrew. The Lottery Scam Task Force, headquartered in Mobay, St. James, was reintroduced in September 2016. The acting commissioner says the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Branch will continue to be aggressive in coordinating the JCF's operations to combat lottery scamming. And Cabinet has approved the establishment of a new school of hospitality to be the first of its kind in the country. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who made the announcement at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday, said the hotel school will focus on supplementing programs being delivered by institutions such as the Heart Trust NTA.
What we've been doing is creating areas of specialization, and the School of Hospitality will be primarily focusing on the middle and upper levels of the industry. We think that Heart takes good care plus a number of private entities with the entry levels. But the middle and the upper levels is really where we want to go.
Minister Bartlett notes that the school will admit graduates from existing institutions as well as industry professionals, offering a practical curriculum to support further development in areas such as culinary, spa, and hospitality management. The programs will correspond with the Tourism, Education, and Quality TEDQUAL qualification program of the World Tourism Organization. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.